You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Tshuvas HaRashba is quoted in Mechaber in Beis Yosef. It says like this. Simin Shin Vav Sif Yud Dalet. Misha Sholchu Loi. They sent a message to a person. Oh, like Mazel Tov. Shehitziyoi Bitoi B'Shabbos Loitziyoi Mekal Yisrael. In other words, they went ahead and they kidnapped a girl, that was the Maisa Shaya, by a monastery, some kind of a cloister, whatever it is, a nunnery, at least they call. And they're going to be Chman Tzlan, be Mavridas, and it's a little girl, and they're going to bring her up as a knakum. So mitzvah losum derech pamov l'shtadu batzolosa, v'yeitze afilu chutz l'gimel parsos, is allowed to go outside of the tchum, in order to try to save his daughter from going into this mission. That was the Maisa Shoya. Magen Avraham says, "Afilu mandama, even if you hold it's deraisa, a shari, b'gabesh otama, in order she shouldn't become a mummer, v'tavet kol yamim yameha b'chil Shabbos, all her days she should be doing chil Shabbos, have a sur zuta, demutav l'chal Shabbos, ha k'desh tishmor Shabbos Zahar. Better be Michal one Shabbos for yourself to save some the child who's going to do a lot of Shechil Shabbos from now on.
Is this dafka for the father or?
No. That was the Maisa Shohaya. The Paiskim say that's what the Magen Avraham goes into. Now in the Ramah it says over to look later on Shin Chof Ches Siv Yud. Right. So he goes into whether it's dafka because she's going to be a Mechalala Shabbos, maybe that's the only thing. He says that's why the Ramah says to look in Shin Chof Ches Sif Yud. In Shin Chof Ches Yud, over it says, Misha Ratzim La'onso Shiyavar Veira G'dayla. Ramah says, Ein Mechalan Lo Shabbos G'dayla Tzilai. So that's what he means to say. That could be this only a din in order to be washed Shabbos. Okay, but that's the Mechaber. Now, so many years ago, the story goes back, I think 28, 29 years. So there was a certain balabas that was going around asking, I saw him ask it to Rebel Yitzvei, to Rav Palm, to others, the following question. He was asking them the following question. He said that the Gemara in Yuma says that the following halach, it's also halach and Shulchan Aruch, let's just see first halach and Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see what that means. Shulchan Aruch it says like this: Shin Choftes, Sif Beis and Sif Gur. Ein holchem bepikuach nefesh achar roiv. Kuach nefesh, you don't go after roiv. Meaning, afilu hoyu tes akum. There were nine akum. V'yisrael echad b'chotzer. Right. So normally, let's say, and then one runs out from this ten, and you assume that he's an akum. Look at the other dinim. That's where the dinim is. And all of a sudden, Nafal of Mepoilus, and he gets an avalanche. Something happens over there. A building falls on top of him. So even though you're doing malachas in order to save him, Pekuach Nefesh is matter. Why? Because the pshat is that you don't go after Pekuach Nefesh acharei. There's certain limitations, but whatever it is, there's a clock called Ein Ochem Pekuach Nefesh. It says, Misha, the next halacha, Misha Nafal of Sif Gimel. Mapoila Suffolk Chai, Suffolk Mace, Suffolk Sham, Suffolk, he has all kinds of Suffolk. Mefakhub in Apriyesh Makamas Fakus. In other words, we know that's a Gemara in Yuma, we'll see it a little later, that the Gemara in Yuma says, that the din of Pikuach Nefesh is Mata even Suffolk. Let's talk and mention the Gemara first. The Gemara says like this: Vikvahoya Rabbi Shmuel, Vikivar Belazab and Zayim Mahalcha Mederich. The Levi Asada Bishmada, the Bryce goes there. Nishal Ashela Zumifne, Menayan the Pekuach Nefesh, Shaddurch Shah. How do you know you'll be Machal Shabbos? Means even Shabbos, in order to save someone's life. So, Gemara brings many different drushes. The Bryce brings drushes, different types of drushes. And the Gemara says also the Svara, one mandam says, Chalel Alav Shabbos, Shomu B'nei So Shabbos, Amr Torah, Chalel Alav Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shiyishmar Shabbos Harbe. Right? And then Shmuel comes along and says, V'chai behem. V'chai behem v'lo shiyamus behem. And the Gemara says that Shmuel is the best one. Why? Because there's all kinds of kashas. And the Gemara, the kasha we're going to focus on is Ashkech and Vadai. That's only Vadai. No, it's the other psukim. Tell you, if Vadai, you're going to save the person. Suffolk, how do you know? Even a Suffolk, right? That's what Chai Behem tells you. Chai Behem means that even if there's a tzad Suffolk that is going to be mace, that's how Rashi explains it. Even if it's a Suffolk, then you could go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos, right? That's what it says. You could be Mechal Shabbos. And Pei Hei, the Gemara says that Legabe Pekuach Nefesh, you don't go after Roiv, right? Right? If you have that case that we said in Shulchan Aruch. And Tosfos says over here, Haina Taima de Ein Holchem Bekuach Nefesh Achar Roiv is Mishum de Ksiv V'chai Behem V'lo Shiyomis Behem Shalo Yochel Lava B'Shum Inyan L'Dei Mises Yisrael. So that's the din you don't go after Roiv. Right? You go even after the Miyat. Even if there's a Miyat, all kinds of Sveikas, the din is that you go ahead and you Mechal Shabbos, whatever it is, in order to save person. Even if there's a small chance that this will save him. Now, the Gemara's marshal is, he's buried. You don't know if it's an Akum, you don't know if it's Yisrael. You don't know if he's living, you don't know if he's dead. You don't know if it'll help, you don't know if it'll help. V'chul, v'chul, all kinds of sveikas. Still, you go ahead and that's a din. So this Balbas asked, he says, if the din is, you're allowed to go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos in order to save a Yid from being Mechal Shabbos, that he shouldn't be become woman. So he says, I want to drive to a Kiruv event somewhere. Or they're having kids, they're having a party, and I know I can have some kind of a shpa, and the only thing I could do over there in order to be care of them is an Issa. Let's say Kiruv Shabbos, I could drive over there, I could eat the tarfis that's over there, I know he has to eat the tarfis, but let's say, he was asking is that just like you say, Ein Osho Mepkuch Nefesh Acharoiv, right? So in mail, you should say, if this is called Pekuach Nefesh, to save a person's ruchnias, not only his physical body, you should go ahead and do Yisurim.
Now
is the
only time to do this Pekuach Nefesh? You can't
that's the case,
tomorrow.
Yeah. You might. No, he says you might be Makar. You might be the one. No, but it might come out. You might not see the kid. How do you know? That's what he's saying. It's a... You can.
There are other people. That
no, no,
don't
that's
have
the
drive.
Case. He knows that there's a meeting of a reform. This, yeah. And you'll go there, and you know you're better orator than the other ones. No, that's he's saying.
That's
even if you see Ein Olchem B'Koach Nefesh Acharoiv,
one. You are the only one who's able to do the job.
Right. So
there are other people who could do the job.
Who says? Good. Who says? That's what he's saying. Who says?
He's assuming that he is the best.
No. He says maybe I'm the one who's going to get him. What's the difference? There's a chance. What are you going to say? If you know that there are other people, other medics coming there, but that doesn't mean you have a right not to go ahead and right to save a person's life, you might save him. You might be the one who knows how to give better CPR, whatever it is, that's the din. That's what he's asking. So he went, and nobody really, I remember at that good convention, only one time I was there, was asking, and they were mevatlin, but nobody really gave him an answer. So a few months later, Rav Meisha Zatzal, Rav Meisha Shapiro, was in America, he was in Silver Lake, so he asked me to drive him. And Punkti said this year he wants to see him to get money from him, right? And the Yid asked him, when he walked in, he asked him this question. And when Rav Meisha answered him on the spot, and that's why we want to be down a little in what Rav Meisha said afterwards. So we'll first go through the Gemara, interesting the Gemara. It has to do with this week's Parsha. We'll see what it has to do with the Parsha exactly. But let's first go through the Gemara. It's interesting, Gemara, Stamazoy. It's sort of a Gadata, but it's a Lacha too. Ashkeche, the Gemara says, Rabba Barbua, the Moira Rabba Barbua, Le Eliyahu. He saw Eliyahu, the Koi Bebeis HaKvaris Shal Oiv de Kachav. He was in a non-Jewish cemetery. He was over there for some reason. So he asked him, Ma Ashayla La Alacha, Ma Shisadju Be Baal Choyv, can you go ahead and be Masada of things for Baal Choyv? The Gemara says, Ashayla Vayim Masadju for Baal Choyv, how you figure out how much it's worth. Okay, in other words, he asked him a shayla. Once he had a Leon Navi, he asked him some shaylas. In other words, he asked him a few, you'll see in the Gemara, he asked him a few shahs. The next Gemara, it says that he asked him, Minayan, if a person, it's a Mishnah, La'orim Shalo Yitram, somebody is not dressed, so he can't be Tayrim, the Mishnah says, Tayrim says, doesn't mean the Truma itself, means the Bracha. How do you know he's not? He answered, so Eliyahu gave him an answer, where you know it from. He asked him a few shahs. So the Biki Yosef in Hilchos Tefillin, listen to this Gemara, yes, from a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says like this. The din is to write tefillin. You have to write tefillin on the or of a behemoth kshera. In other words, the behemoth itself has to be a kosher animal, meaning an animal that is kosher. Doesn't have to be shechted properly. You can write in the Vel Streifus, but it has to be, you can't write on an elephant, on a pig. You have to write on a kosher animal. It doesn't have to be shechted, but that's the din. So boy minei mar berei d'ravinim rab nachum by Yitzchak. Mao lichtav tefillin gabe or shel dag tohar. Can you write on a kosher fish's skin? What's the shaila? So the Gemara says, Amalei, what was the shaila? The shaila was because maybe it's mezuam. The Gemara is going to explain. It has, it's stenchy. Has a bad smell. That's what Pashas shot in the Gemara. Right? Has a fish, as we all know, has a very potent, you know, very strong smell. So that was the shaila if you could write on it. The Gemara says, Amalei, so he answered, the Nachman Yitzchak answered, Im Yavo Eliyahu v'yoymar. Eliyahu will come and tell us what the din is. Mayim Yavo v'yoymar. Ilam Yedisle Ar Deles, he says, so, what does it mean? So Rashi says over here, you know, before I say the Chedush Aran, which is not the real Chedush Aran, the old Chedush Aran is not the real Chedush Aran. It's a Rishon that the Ritva, the old Ritva, is really the Chedush Aran. And then about 50-60 years ago, they found a Ksav Yad of the Ritva. And the Chedush Aran is a Rishon, right? Chedush Aran is a Rishon. So the Chedush Aran says on Rashi, it smells bad. He says, what do you have to ask Eliyahu? I mean, does it smell bad? He learns a Meridik of Pshat in the Gemara. It's a very interesting Pshat. He learns Pshat in the Gemara is, we know the Gemara says in Shabbos that by the Chet of Adam Rishon, so the Nachosh was Baal Chava, Hitl Bazuama, right? He put into some kind of... some kind of stench, some kind of smell. And Yisrael, Sha'amdu al Har Sinai, Paskazu Mazim. Chaim V'Lajan says, after the Chet, a little came back, but Paskazu Mazim. That's what Gemara says in Ve'er Zara, Akum Bizman Azeh is Zuamim. So he says, all the animals also, when they went to Har Sinai, because it says, Al Yiro Saviv Lahar, they shouldn't graze near the mountain, right? That's why we have one of the reasons that we put flowers, the real meaning is to put trees in shuls, was to represent that Har Sinai all of a sudden grew foliage. There was grass there. Because what is the Torah telling the animals not to graze near the mountains? So he says, so all the animals that came also lost the Zumba. But fish that couldn't come because there's no water in the Midbar, that the Barsham didn't make such nice, they remain with the Zuma of Maidik Arishan, the Zuma of Adam Arishan. So, Agam, you might hear a lot of big things about eating fish, but in this Gemara, the way the Riuchan learns it, there's a shtick of chasar. Maybe we have to be masakin it. Maybe that's why we eat it on Shabbos. Anyway, so the Gemara, so listen to this Rashi. Rashi says, Heta v'issa in toliba. You can't ask Elio at the loy b'shamayim hi, because it's not b'shamayim. Right, Rashi says that asking Eliyahu Navi Shailas, that's what Gemara says. Mayim Yavar Yavim Ilam Ides or Less or we'll see. Void Tanana, so we know what they do. Of Ele Im Yama Eliyahu Yamei Paskazum and Minei Lo Paskaz. Eliyahu Navi comes and says Paskazum, but that he can tell us the Metzias. But look, that's what's Mashing Gemara. But Allah is a Vehet can't ask. So the Bikya says what's Pshat in this Gemara in Bar Metzia that he asked. Elio Shilas and Alachim. How she sad of Neu? How could he ask Elio Shilas? That's a whole big deal. Meretzchias, I think, I don't remember if he brings a Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer goes into the Chalukim, whether Elio Navi, and Elio Navi can appear in two ways. as a guf or as a neshama. As a neshama, you can't pask it, but once he goes back at the guf, then it's not called b'shemayim, which there's problems with it, but that's one of the shilas. Okay, so he asked him a few shilas. After he answered him, the shilas, he told him, amalei laf koin hu, isn't who, here you see, you can use a third lashon of covet. Lav koin, is he not a koin? Is the shtickle mocker? You don't say lav koin at. It says lav koin who? Is he not a koin? Zokdrashi, the ikaman damar el yahu pinchas. That's the shaykhus this week's parasha. Right? The ksiv be konak hinazochem pinchas. In other words, el yahu navi is pinchas el yahu, as we all know, right? He's a konoi, he comes to bris him. Taisus taka brings different midrashim. Who Eliyahu Navi was? Who where did he come from exactly? So Tosfos over here brings Tanya Ben Eliyahu, whether he was a coin, not a coin. But it seems that over here Pashas of Gemara is that the Gemara is Rababar, who's it again? Rabbi Bar Bua held that he's a coin. So he asked him, Lav coinat? So he says, what are you doing in the base of Kvaris? Amalei lo masni mar tyrus. Didn't you learn tyrus yet? The sanya, right? Also, Rav Shimba Yochai Oimer kivrayin shel akum, the kvarim of akum, ainam etamim, because the pasuk in right Gemara brings it a few places. Shenemar ve'etan tsoini tsoin marisi adam atem kruim adam ve'ain umasa oilam kruim adam. But the Gemara says Eliyahu Navi told him kivrayin shel akum is not metame. Why? Because it says in last week's parasha, Zaysa Torah Adam ki yamas ba'oil. So the din of Kivrei Akum, that's metame ba'oil, is only in Adam and not Yisrael. Now, any of you Kahanim, don't be soimach on this, because we're machmir. That's what Taisa says. It seems Allah is not that simple like Eliyahu Navi. That's what Eliyahu Navi answered him. Okay, that's what he answered. He said that there's no din. So he told him, Ba'arbala Metzina, I'm not so good at the other four Zdarim of Shas. Right, Noshim Nezikin, Moyed, and it says it seems Kotchim they did learn, right? The Taka asks why Kotchim? Yeah, it says even though because Rashi says Moyed Yishushesh Rav Nogaz Rab is Mama Kotchim Nami because Oiskim Behuchas Avoida is Kilu Makriven. It's Mashma and Rashi. That's the din only by Kotchim. Let's say a person learns Hilchas Chumas. Could be it's not called. They go into this. So he says, but Zrayim and Tyrus, I didn't really learn. All right, that's what he answered him back. How come you didn't learn it? So why aren't you learning it? Amalei, what do you want? Tchikale milsi, right? He says that have a hard time with Parnassah. I mean, it's all our answers, right? So the Gemara basically says that Ayla le Gan Eden, and he took him to Gan Eden. Eliyahu Navi took him to Gan Eden. Amalei pshayt glimach, take off your kapata, take off your jacket. Safi shakal mahani tarfe, and take from these leaves. Take these leaves. And safi shakal ki avinafik. So he took it, and it seems like he told him to take it off and bundle it up. I think in my show, Torah Schaim, I don't remember, says it, that actually he didn't even take, he took a little, he took like this, it went like that. And anyway, because then say he was poshit. Ki avinofik, as he's going out, shama dekama man ka ochola alme, karaba barbua. He says, who's eating up his oilam haba? So anyway, so he left them behind, and then he went ahead, and when he brought out his when he went out with his kapata, his jacket, he saw that there was a tremendous smell, a beautiful smell of Gan Eden, right? Like we see, Yankov said, Yitzchak said Yankov, and he sold his kapata for treisa alfei dinarim, 12,000 dinarim. Palgino, and he gave it to his son-in-laws. Yeah, that's what you do when you make money, right? Marsha Taka says, Marsha Zaymer, what's up? He gave it to his son-in-laws. Right? They were in Kailal, so we had to support them. Marsha says, he says, interesting Zach, Rasha says in Chiddush HaGodes, "Lo rotzel hanas mereichen." He didn't want to get a na. Lekach zavne. That's why he sold it. It's not a direct. And memoisav lo rotzel hanas lekach. He left the leaves behind, but still it smelled. He didn't want to get a na. But lemais. I mean, why he didn't just put away the kol chvesish? I guess he held that you have to use it. He says that's why he gave it to son-laws, because he didn't want to. All right, I guess there is some kind of no. He's giving his son-laws. It's interesting. I don't know what the marshal means.
You
exactly.
Are listening that, to BensTorah.com.
Okay, so interesting. In Teres Chaim, say for Teres Chaim, he took these leaves. He says, "Also lashmin kama gadol matan schar shtamid cham las lavei lomi boy the peris elafilu olin." Kama reichen godel. What was Gemara want to tell us? This? V'lo zu alan lachen. They weren't even fresh. Which are gabi lonis. They were those that fell off. Whatever that means. Reichen godel, right? It says he just gathered them up. Masha, not that he picked them. He just gathered them up, and it just got into his coat, right? He says, and also that's what he says. It didn't get into his old clothes. Only the part that he folded up. That's where he learns it. Because the Gemara doesn't say he took off his kapata. In other words, he wanted to take off his kapata, make a whole bundle. He didn't take a whole bundle, he just took like this. It was even smaller. He says, that's what the Gemara wants to say. I feel hachin, still take a look how much it sold for. That's what he points out. Okay. So anyway, Tais, we're going to, that is the, Tais is a kasha. So where does it come out? So Eliyahu's a kohen, according to this Gemara, right? So he says, Tamilari. Now we have a whole story with Eishes Sepharsis. Eliyahu goes to Eishes Sepharsis. And then she makes food for him and so forth. And then what happens, we read it in Haftarah, and then it happens, the child dies, and Eliyahu Poshim Shan the Psukim, you know, Rishayim want to say different Pshatim, but Poshim Shan the Psukim is that the child died and Eliyahu Navi revived him. Eliyahu Navi was Mechaya Mason. Okay? Fractais is Tamilari. Eich Hechia B'nosh Almana. Kivin Shekoyin Haya. How was he allowed to do it? Says he got up on a child, he breathed into him, and he went ahead and he was Machaya. How's he allowed to be Machaya if he's a Koyan? That's Pikuach Nefesh?
Yeah, you say he's dead. He was dead, you bring him back to life.
Wow. To make there's a mitzvah to make a person alive. Wow.
If you could.
Yeah, it makes mitzvah. Yeah, I understand makes mitzvah is covered, but to bury him, but to revive him. So
if
the Gechidish of Flemish. What?
If you have the Yecholus to do it.
What do you say? Huh? No, is there an Indian to, what do you say? That's like David Melch with the child. As soon as the child dies, so that's it. There's nothing to do anymore. All right, well, this is there. Zok Toysviz, Yesh Loimar, Shayobar Lo Shechiu, he was sure he would Lakachaya mutta mishum pekuach nefesh. Paul de Gazak. What? It's mutta because. What?
Slimy is
Mechavat the Taiz. Slimy. He says, it's called, forget, Rabbi Chanan Taka says, Samaritika, he always thought Rabbi Chanan says, I mean, I'm just saying those words, that Poshup Shad and Pekuach Nefesh is a mitzvah. He says, never heard of a mitzvah to be Machayim Mason. Right? Never heard of a mitzvah to be Machayim Mason. Is vice tais from tais, pekuach nefesh not just a mitzvah, pekuach nefesh is a heta. It's a heta to do isurim in order to give a person life. So you see, Mari de Gazach from taisis. Oh, okay, fine. So Moshe said over this tais, he says, but if you look at taisis says, kivin shahaya baru loy, he was certain, shiachiyuhu, that he will make him alive. What does he have to be certain for? Ein olchen pekuach nefesh acha roiv. You don't go after Pekuach Nefesh, you have to arrive, even a minute chance. So why, even if there's a minute chance, why is Taisa say Borer?
Because he's already dead.
And therefore what?
It's a cool between if he's dead and you're trying to bring him back to life.
Why? Okay, good. Oh, so he said, at that time, I wasn't aware of it, but at that time, he said that the Netziv says that, I think in Netziv on Shas, he looks, says to look in where he writes it in Shultis, you know, but it's in Shultis, I believe. And he says that there's a difference between when a person is alive, then there's a din ve'enochem pekuach nefesh arayv, or he's dead, then you need bor lo shiachiyu. Or he's dead already, you need bor. So he says, the kids you want to be bekarv are dead. That, you don't have a right to go ahead and be mechal Shabbos unless you know, you're borrowed that you're going to be makar of him. That's, then you have to be borrowed. So Mahidik on the spot, he said the Teretz. Okay? That's what he said. Okay. Later on, I said could be maybe Taisa means a little different. I said that, you know, quote to this is not such a raya. I said that, what's the pshat? I said that could be, Taisa means like this. The Gemara, oh, this doesn't go. If you don't want Gemara, Sukkah, I'm sorry. Kufches and Shabbos. Yeah, so Gemara in Sukkah talks about David HaMelech, Nun Gimel. David HaMelech was Koresh Shisin. He made a hole in the ground where the Mizbech is that the Nisach HaMayim, Nisach Yan should go down in there. And when he was Koresh, he went ahead and he dug in. So Gemara says, B'shosh Shekar, Gemara in Marcus also, B'shosh Shekar, David Shisin, Kofa Tahim above. So he dug so down that he made the waters from all the way down come up. Uboila Mishtafa Alma. They were about to go ahead and drown the whole world, right? Amma David, Mi Ika Di Yode. Does anybody know Ishar Lemichtav Shem Achaspi? If I say he knew that if he writes the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yotke Vavke, a different name, on a piece of cheris, right? And Vinishta Betohima. And it'll go ahead and somehow make the waters gum down. Right? That was his Shaila. He knew that that would work. Legat the Ka'amar Le Midi. Nobody told him anything. Amma David called the Yada Lameimar Ve'ena Oimer Yechanek Begroinai. Whoever doesn't tell me and knows the law, so he should choke. So Achitofel made a Kavachoimer. He learned this from Achitofel, even though Rashi Novus says, you only learned two things from Achitofel. This is not one of them. They ask Kasha. Umala asay shalom bein ish leishtoi. In order by a soita, right? So you're allowed to go ahead and amr teresh shmi shenichta v'kedushi machal amayim. Lasay shalom akol oilem kula al achas kama v'kama. Amale shari. Tom it's mutter. Kosach shem achas. We did it. Shode letoima v'nachas toima shitza. Alfe gamid. Went down 6,000 garmidis, which is a huge amount. He said, then he saw when it went down more, he says, it would be much better if there would be more water up there, or keep the ground a little more moist, right? So he went ahead and he was mispalel, and it went up to fifth, that's he said, Shir Malas, the 15 Shir Malas, it went up, it's 1,000 gamid before. That's the Frektar Chaner. What was David HaMelech Shaila? It was going to destroy the whole world. Pekuach Nefesh. What do you have to make a Kavachayim? Pekuach Nefesh is mutter. So effect the Orchaner. Why isn't it mutter? Because of Pekuach Nefesh. Right, that's what the Orchaner asks. What would he say? Okay, so I'll tell you a story. There was, let's ask Nassan, because he's real Litvak. Right? Nassan, Chas V'Shom, but, right? If you had to, you know, somebody needed a Yeshua. And somebody told me, listen, there's a Rebbe there, and write a Kvittel. Would you write a Kvittel? Okay, shoo, I thought you'd say no. Right? You'd write a Kvittel. Right? Even Nelson would write a Kvittel. Why not? Maybe the Rebbe's could be a tzaddik, maybe. They told me, you have to write a Kvittel. You can't just say, you have to write a Kvittel. That's how it works. Okay. So Kach Havid was a Belzer Chassid. Right? The Belzer Chassid was somewhere, and he heard his wife, and his wife was very sick. Belzer Chassid asked, he sends a Kvittel to the Rebbe. The only thing was, it was Shabbos. So he sent a telegraph on Shabbos, a Kvittel to the Belzer Rav. Yeah. So I said, what are you doing? He'd be Michal Shabbos. He says, Pekuach Nefesh. He says, the Rebbe, we don't believe in the Rebbe. What's the matter with you? He says, Pekuach Nefesh Mutas. They say the Belz, Marsham went wild on it. They say Mamish tore him down when he heard the. So when they say, when the Belzer, when they told the Belzer Rebbe, he did it on Shabbos. He said, Oyvei, now I have to do it for sure. So it shouldn't be Chul Shabbos. I have to save the wife. So what would you say? What was wrong with this Yitz Cheshbin? What? Oh, so listen to this Rambam. Let's first see the Mishnah. Mishnah in Yuma again. It talks about Pekuach Nefesh. It says, Misha Noshka Kelev Shaita. Somebody, Rechmo, Pei Gimel. Misha Noshka Kelev Shaita. a dog with rabies. What?
Bad dog.
Bad dog.
Rabbit dog.
I remember as a kid in Tel Aviv seeing such a thing. You see the saliva all over. And I remember as a kid, and it was a big crowd around him, and a guy was like trying to knock him. You see, Chmanatzlan with rabies. Chmanatzlan to us. So, ein machilan oisa mechotze kovitra. You don't give him to eat from, I don't know what part it is in English, you have to see the art scroll describes it, but it's some kind of part between the liver and I need a doctor. What's near the liver? Which organ is near the liver?
Gallbladder.
What?
Gallbladder.
Could be, I don't know. Yeah. So something that sticks out of it. I don't know how to describe it.
Like gallbladder.
Yeah, sticks out of it. Okay. So it says that if you take from this part, the yetzer kaved, the extra part, that's the chotzer kaved, the yetzer kaved of the dog, it'll give you a refuah. In other words, a refuah for it, right? That's what it says in the Mishnah, that says you can't do it. It's also to eat, right? Rav Masya ben Cheresh is mater. He says it's mutter. Says the Rambam, where they print the Rambams over here, Rav Shlomo, the Rambam says the following. The Dvarim Tmeim is, B'kuch Nefesh, the guy's B'kuch Nefesh. He says, V'ein Allah Chakar Masya, but it says Cheresh, you can feed him. Shumat el achel adam a kovet shel kelv sheiter. Ki ze en amoyel el bedach zgula. It doesn't help in a natural way. It's a zgula dikazak. V'chacham saibim ki ein oivim al mitzis el berfuah belvad bedvar mamarapim beteva. V'hu davar amiti shaitziu adas v'nesoyin a karv lemis. You know, it works up in nature. Up in nature, if you give a person penicillin, it saves him. So if the penicillin is made out of trephis lemezogin, right, there's something about the penicillin. No, you're allowed to go and do it. Right, a person has to eat because right now he has bulimia and bulimia. So right now all you have is non-kosher food. So you give him non-kosher food. He says, but this, it's not a refuah. It's a segula type of zach. I don't know what that means exactly. He says a segula is not the swappers with vermshem the swappers gulasim also ki koychem cholish einem mitzad das. It works. Sometimes I say it works, but it doesn't mean right that you can go ahead and be soimach on it. So the pshat in the Gemara in Sukkah is that it's a segula dekazach. You're putting the Shem Hashem, we'll go ahead and do it. If not, the Kavachaymer says it's vaday. So what does that mean? There could be Taisa saying it's a vaday dikadin, because the pshat is that in order to go ahead and use a segula, which is tchias amesim, it's not a natural thing. You sit on the baby and all of a sudden the baby gets up. It's a segula dekazach, a koyches of... that you have to be borrowed, that's going to work. That's the Rambam seems to say that. Okay, so that's what I tell. Rav Meisher sort of agreed with me that could be that's pshat in the Tosis, which wouldn't be right to his Yisoid. Okay, but later on, many years later, I found in Shubina Rav asks Akasha that if you hold that segulas can be used, what do you do with Tosis's teretz? It's a segula. He asks it. He says Taka Tosis could be argues on the Rambam. Yeah,
it was teva.
That's what he says. Burr. That's what I'm wrong with Tanta. That's called that could be. That's what I mean. Oh. So let's go back to the Netziv itself. I just want to. I didn't realize it's getting so late. But what does the Netziv himself say? So basically, it's without seeing it inside. But the Rishonim talk about in Yuma. Are you allowed to be? I think we've done it. I'm not sure, but if not, we'll do it now a little. Are you allowed to be? Are you allowed to be mechalal Shabbos to save a Uber, right? To save a fetus in his mother's womb, right? Let's say the doctor say that it's a danger for the fetus. Are you allowed to be mechalal Shabbos? So it's a whole big shaila in Tosis if you allow it. Tosis brings a Gemara in Erechin where a woman, Rechman's son, dies, right? Rechman's son on Shabbos, and the only way you can get the child out is by carrying a knife in Rishus Rabbin to take the child out from his mother's womb, to cut her up and take her out. So you see, you're allowed to do it. So Tosis says it's not a raya because since the mother's dead, he's not called a fetus anymore. He's called a live child. And since he's a live child, right, you're allowed to go ahead and save him. But Tosis is Mesupik. So Tosfos just says a very big kitzur. Tosfos in Erechin, Tosfos in Nida, right? But in the Ran brings up Bahag. It's a whole Bahag with a Ramban in Yuma over there. So basically, the Ramban says that you're louder because even though he's not an Adam, because the din is if you kill a fetus, you're potter. You're potter if you kill a fetus. Doesn't mean it's mutter. Even though Tosfos in Nida seems to say the word mutter. But you're not allowed to abort, right? You know, it's an Isser, whatever the Isser is. But he's not called an Adam. Rashi says, Lav Nefeshu. Right? When the Gemara says that that if a woman is going to die, Chas V'Shalom, if you don't abort the child, you kill the child because Lav Nefeshu. So you're only allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Nefesh. Are you allowed to be Mechal for Nuber? So Bahag seems to say, one second, Chalel Alav Shabbos Acha. You're right. Chai Bam means Yasa Isa Adam V'Chai Bam. That's mean Adam. You have to give life to another. Chai Bam is by Adam. Anub is not called Adam. But there's another Svara. Chalel Alav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishma Shabbosas Harbe. Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos. What? No, forget. Chai Bam is said by another.
Right.
But Chalel Alav Shabbos Achas is a Svara. Be Mechal Shabbos, because this person is going to be able, this entity, whatever we call him, an Uber, is going to be able to be Shemesh Shabbos Harbe. So Netziv says, based on that, he says the same thing with a dead person. He's not an Adam. And Avad, you're right, there's no V'chai Bam. But there's Pekuach Nefesh because of the Svara. Shmar Alav Kadesh Shabbos Achas Kadesh Tishmar Shabbos Harbe. Therefore, says the Netziv, when you talk about V'chai Behem, then the Gemara says, even Safik, any chance, you're allowed to save. But when you talk about Shemar Lov Shabbos Harbe, then it has to be Borer. It has to be Borer that you're doing it. That's what he says. So now, how do you classify this kid who is spiritually dead? Is it that posha that you say if he's spiritually dead, that's not called an Adam Lagabe, this thing? He's not called an Adam. Maybe it could be, you could hear it that way, but you're only allowed to do it, Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Arba, which is a Vadai, which is a Borer. All right, but Lamaisa is, I found it's a Lavush. I found the Lavush only because I was looking at the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Makkah there. Did I bring the Lavush? Yeah. The Lavush on this halacha, in Shin Vav, he says like this: Misha noydala b'Shabbos shetziu bitoi o kraver mebeisu b'kocho hamedasa and so forth. Harezu katzas nefashes umitzvah to be machal to do it. Effie. Then he says, afapishu safik. This the Levush adds himself. Afapishu safik im yatzim love safik nefashes lahakel. You see, he says it not like the Netziv that it has to be a din vaday. At least, I mean, Ramesh Sushdal to that Netziv. Ramesh decided that just like over there, it has to be borer in order to say Pekuach Nefesh. In order to save a person's neshama, has to be borer too. Netziv, the Levush says suffix. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav is taka oimid on it. He's oimid. He doesn't bring the shame Levush. It's hard to know. I'm not familiar. I mean, there are people who are experts in Shulchan Aruch Rav. I once read a story that there was a chassid of the Avni Nezer, who was a wealthy person, and he used to have beautiful paintings in his house of Gedolim. And whenever the Avni Nezer used to come to stay by him, so I guess the Avni Nezer had to do fundraising too, I'm not sure. But whenever the Avni Nezer had to come, would stay by him, he would take down the pictures because, you know, Avni Nezer was very much against, you know, paintings of people's faces. One day the Avni Nezer came by surprise, he didn't have time to take down the paintings. And he came in and there was a picture of the Baal HaTanya. And the Avni Nezer, it said he looked at him for over an hour. Like it said, he kept looking for over an hour. And he says, that's the way he looked, Taka. I never saw him in his life, believe me. So that's the way Taka looked. He was as gala to him in Chaloimus. I mean, Ravelia Dessler told my Shver that the Baal HaTanya used to come to him in dreams. He told my Shver. When my Shver visited him in Gateshead when they went to collect for Bilam. And he told, and he was talking to them, they stayed, there were some boys from Chaim Berlin, and he said that, he told them that Baal Yadassah comes to him in dreams, the Baal Tanya comes to him in dreams. Anyway, he's oimid on this, in Kunshas Achun Teshin Vav Choftes, he brings all the Lashenis, So there, these new, well, they bring it to Lavush. But he says, he's Aymeran, who says it's so posh that you go ahead, because the Gemara says, Chaybam, you can be Mechal Mesafik. But because of Chalel Alav Shabbos Achas, not. Mamash the Netziv's difference. So he says, Miyu Baran, Mavur Behedra, that for an Uber you could do it from high timer. The Efshar, the Labasa, the Golden Crown, the Mechal Mesafik, Gabek Pekuach Nefesh, Ken Huadin Beshul Yishma. Once you know from Vachaybam, that's even Mesafik, maybe that's Megali you to the Svar of Shmar Alav Shabbos Arba, that you could do it too. Really, the Mishnah, it's before the Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah brings Paiskim for that the real reason is V'chaibem. Lamasha Rachman Atzlan. Can you be Michal Shabbos to save someone who's tremendously, who's a Shaita, Gomer? So it's not going to be keep Shabbos, it's not going to keep any mitzvahs. Right? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. I mean, it brings some Paiskim. The Vada, even though you don't have the Svar Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Arba, but V'chaibem tells you have to save a life. But in a chanami, when it's not called a life, like an Uber or this, then you have to come out to Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Arba. Okay, tzorachim.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.